Trade issues between Japan and the U.S. After World War II, the U.S. did not allow Japan to rebuild industrial facilities to help recover their economic power. However, as the U.S.-Soviet conflict deepened and the People's Republic of China was founded, the U.S. decided to use Japan's strategic location in their fight against communism. The Korean War helped boost Japan's economy, which fully recovered during the 1960s. Despite this, U.S.-Japan trade frictions continued until recently, affected throughout time by political situations and events happening around the world. Warashi Beka Waraban, 2020. Even after 2020, when the Japan-U.S. trade agreement concluded, two major trade issues remain between Japan and the U.S. The first issue was automobiles, an industry that was very important for both countries. From around 2017, 1.7 million cars were exported annually to the U.S. from Japan. During the same time, however, only about 100,000 cars were imported from the U.S. to Japan. This imbalance of exports and imports became a concern for the U.S. because 80% of the U.S. trade deficit was caused by automobiles. To protect U.S. car companies such as General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, the U.S. imposed customs duties for passenger cars and car parts at 2.5% and trucks at 25%. On the other hand, Japan did not impose any tariffs on American automobiles and demanded that the U.S. reduce them for automobiles from Japan. In the bilateral agreement, as well as in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, former President Obama promised to eliminate tariffs for Japan on passenger cars at 2.5%, but with a 25-year grace period and 30 years for trucks. Moreover, former President Trump abruptly removed the U.S. from the TPP and demanded that the market be opened instead of raising tariffs to 25%, Nikkei 2019. As a result, with fear that the U.S. might set additional tariffs and limit the quota of imports, Japan agreed to 2.5% tariffs for passenger cars. Thus, even as recently as November 2021, negotiations had ceased. Asahi Shimbun Digital, 2021. The second issue was agricultural products. Both Japan and the U.S. had special reasons to protect their farmers and agricultural industries. In the U.S., Midwestern agricultural states such as Nebraska and Wisconsin were important for the presidential election. In Japan, maintaining the food self-sufficiency rate was crucial. Furthermore, after the U.S. left the TPP, they had to compete with EU and TPP members in the Japanese market. In the 2020 Japan-U.S. trade agreement, Japan was able to protect their native rice industry, but tariffs on other agricultural products were set to 37%. However, 38.5% tariffs on beef were supposed to reduce gradually to 9%. For this, Japanese consumers were able to buy U.S. beef inexpensively, but Japan was at a disadvantage for production costs because the U.S. used large-scale farming systems. Therefore, Japan took measures to reduce production costs, increase product quality, and provide subsidies to small and medium-sized livestock farmers. Kakuya 2020. In conclusion, there were two major issues in trade between Japan and the U.S. The first was automobiles, and the second was agricultural products. To solve these trade issues, both governments had to take multiple measures to support their industries domestically, as well as engaging in tough negotiations internationally. All of this had to be done while following the rules of the WTO for enjoying the benefits of free trade.